Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Sadi Dalet, and today we will talk about Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, a big topic here in Masechah Shabbos, and we will just touch on a couple of the salient points. There is a major machlokas we show in him. How does one define Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa? The Gemara gives examples, but the Gemara never says exactly what the definition is of Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. So Rashi and Tosfos on our daf discuss it. Rashi and Tosfos discuss this in many different places in Shas, but this is one of the well-known ones, because this is the context. Where do we have it? We have the Mishnah on Sadi Gilma Amid Beis, where the Mishnah discusses, and the Mishnah on Sadi Dalet Amid Beis, but the Mishnah here discusses carrying something out that I don't want out. I just don't want it in. So, that's what the Mishnah says. If you carry out a dead body to outside, violating the Malach of Hotza'ah, so that is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether one is Chayiv or Pater. The Tanakama, Rebbe Yehuda, says Chayiv in that case, even though it is a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, while Rebbe Shimon says Pater, it's an Issa Durabanan, because it is a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. What does that mean? A Malacha that is not needed Legufa for itself. So Rashi says that I am not doing the malacha because of to create some type of constructive, positive result, but just to remove a problem. It's a situation which I'd rather not be in, but because I'm in it, I have to do something to rectify the situation. It's not like I want to write something. There's nothing, no problem right now. I just want to write something. I want to color something. I want to cook something. I want to shech something. Any of them. I'm trying to accomplish something. Here, I'd rather not be in this situation, says Rashi. This is Rashi Tzadi Gimel Alma Beis. Any malacha that I'm just trying to remove something from upon me, havi malacha shein tzricha legufa, debirtsono lo balo. I'd rather not be in this situation. V'lo ayat sarachla. I'd rather not have to do this. I have to do it. So what's the examples here? That's why, just finishing the Rashi Hilkach, la malechaz machsheves hilu Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that malechaz machsheves means I am accomplishing something constructive, positive that I want to do. But here, what am I doing? I have a mace inside the house. I need to get the mace out. Not because I really want the mace out there. I'd rather not have the dead body here. I have to do this in order to not have the mace in here, so it doesn't smell, so it doesn't create tumma. So, bertsono lo ba'alo. That is Rashi. It's not inherently constructive. It is not malechaz machsheves. I'm trying to catch an animal so that it doesn't bite me. Not because I really want to catch the animal, but I'm just trying to prevent the situation from occurring. I put out a candle because I don't want it to light here. It's not that I really want it dark, but I'm just trying to prevent the problem. Bertsono lo ba'alo. That's Rashi in a few places in Shas. The Ramban and other Rishonim have similar formulations. The connection between many Rishonim that have similar formulations is that they don't talk about Mishkan. Right? There's different formulations. They don't talk about Mishkan. The Ramban on Daf Tzadi Dal and Amad Beis, on the Amad Beis of today's Daf, has a similar formulation that it's not direct Tana'a. Pirish, Malacha and Hesrich Lagufa Kagon, Motzias Ameis Afilu Lakavro. Even if you're doing it to bury the dead body, which is a constructive purpose, She'enlo Hana'a Bahutsa'aso, Velo Bikvuraso. I don't get Hana'a from carrying out the dead body. Direct Tana'a, it's just removing Velo Bikvuraso, and not in its burial. Aval Hahana'a Hiyatuma Shehu Monea Mimenu. The Hana is the tumma that I'm preventing. V'chein tzedas nachash, the trapping of a snake. K'dei sholo yishchenu, nikris malacha shein tzricha legufa. She'enu ela minias hezek. V'ein ha-hana v'hatzorech begufa shal malacha. V'chein kibuy apsila, extinguishing a wick. V'hakechalim, la'olam malacha shein tzricha legufa. Those are always malacha shein tzricha legufa, chus mei apsila, right? That's the mishnah that we had back in Perek Bame Malikin. Avalatofer biyiriya shenafal badarna. What about sewing up a curtain that had a hole? Afal pi shebirtsono lo haiso no fellowsham darna. I'd rather not have the hole to have to sew up. Lo yavu lo olam li day osa malacha. I'd rather not have to do it. I'd rather not have a rip. Kivan shenafla shah mikomakam tsarchu lugufe shal tfir veneha neba. But there, I'm getting a direct tunnel. We'll get back to that. Vakan to'u anashim v'lakach kesavtia. Right, that's why I wrote this. So we'll get back to that. Let's hold off with that continuation of the Ramban for a moment. But that's Rashi, and that's the Ramban. If you look at Tosfos has a very different shot of this sugya. Tosfos uses one word, Mishkan. Tosfos in a few places talks about Mishkan. Tosfos in the other machlokes, another machlokes about Chaynosias Atzmo on this daf. Why is Chaynosias Atzmo only in the Sidur Rabbanan? So Rashi says, because it's a svara, because the live person carries himself. Tosfos says, no, not to me the Mishkan. That's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maschlo Sheachai. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago in a different shir. But what about Malach Sheyasuch LeGufa? So Tosfos says here, the one printed on Sadi Dalar Amad Aleph Nira Lari, to Malach Sheyasuch LeGufa, you don't need to do the malacha for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. It's done for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. And then Tosfos does add a svara, that the purpose in the Mishkan was the ultimate purpose of this action. The reason that it was done in the Mishkan, who guf hamalacha visharsho, that is its ultimate inherent purpose. And based on this, look at all the cases in Shas. Tosfos goes through many of them that it fits in. You don't need the mace outside. They needed the chafatzim outside that they took. Trapping a snake. You don't need the nachash. And in the Mishkan, they needed the tachash, the little worm. And the chilazon. Umapis mursa lahotzi lecha hamazikaso, and popping a blister to get out the pus. Ve'eno bilahachnes avir lahotzi lecha tamid avishanasa pezagamur. Shei roi lahachnes lahotzi imayitzarach. Become a galodami. The psachim and the Mishkan were made in order to put things in and out. Avalasos lapeh, dami de Mishkan v'chayiv. Harikas mazikin, ain't sarach lamb. Killing animals that would cause damage. Ube Mishkan ha'yitzrichin la'oros elim hanishchatim. They needed the oros elim. Chofer guma. This one. Tosfos says chofer guma. V'yitzarach elafra. I'm digging a hole for the dirt. In the Mishkan, they wanted the hole. Mishkan ha'yitzrichim l'guma lin otzba ola davar acher. Right, and therefore, Tosfos says, in all these cases, is not similar to what was done in the Mishkan. Vizav bekis shalitan fu kalev. And then he goes, other trickier cases. Azav, we had earlier in the Masechta, that's carrying out a bag to make sure he doesn't get his clothes dirty. That's enes yichal gufa kivet sheino tzorach lekis atzmo v'chulu. And Tosfos continues in all the cases. That's Tosfos of connecting to the Mishkan. The Rambam also does not say anything about the Mishkan, even though he uses the idea of it's the ultimate inherent purpose of the item. Right? It doesn't say, like Rashi and the Rambam, that I'd rather not be in this situation, but he does not link it to the Mishkan either. So I've got to figure out the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon in Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda, just it doesn't make it, it's Lashon Yisrael Gufa, your Chayef, even though we generally Paskin Pater. Kalosa Malacha B'Shabbos, Avishin Atzarech Legufa Shel Malacha, Chayef Alecha. Legufa Shel Malacha. The inherent, so it sounds like Tosfos' idea of Legufa Shel Malacha, but he does not mention anything about Mishkan. Doesn't mention anything about Mishkan. Okay, so that is the Machlokas. So this Machlokas has many ramifications in terms of Svaras and in terms of Lamaisa. So for example, the Mishnah here on Sadi Dalat Mabes, the Mishnah says that if somebody cuts their fingernails with their fingers, or with their teeth, somebody bites their nails, so that is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says that's an issa daraisa. If somebody uses a kli, that's an issa daraisa for sure, but if somebody doesn't use a kli but uses yad, so then that's an issa drabanan, according to the Chacham, and Rabbi Eliezer says chayv. Tosfos says that this whole discussion, even with a kli, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says malacha shenis v'yichal gufa is chayv. Because after all, why'd they do gozes? Why'd they do shearing in the Mishkan? Because you wanted what you cut. Here, you don't want the nails, so therefore, even if you use a kli, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would only be pater. It would only be a malach shenisricha legufa. That's Tosfos' chiddush, that this whole Mishnah and Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's difficult is that the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara often will say this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is according to Rabbi Shimon, but here the Gemara doesn't say it. And Rashi doesn't limit it. Says the Ramban, in two places, says the Ramban on Daf, Kuf, Vav, and says the Ramban here that no, there's another element besides the idea of malacha shenitzricha legufa being not direct malacha, but there's another idea of getting creating something that accomplishes something in the in the chafza. Let me just find the lashon. Here is the Ramban on Kuf Vav and Aleph. If you have accomplished something, so then even meaning something constructive and positive, that even if the reason was Bitzon Alohaya Balo, if there is direct hana'a to you, direct, not memela hana'a, then it's Malacha Shesui Chalagufa, even according to the other definition of the Ramban and Rashi. We're putting them together for now. Says the Ramban there is talking about Bris Mila. Bris Mila, you don't want the arla, the foreskin that you cut off, so what malach is it? Big machlokas, malach of chovel. What's the malach of chovel? Big discussion, we'll have to have a shiur about that, but as Hashem, which malach is it? Is it shochet? Is it gozes? Is it tikkun mana? Says the Ramban, ve'ein ani omer kein, demila vadai, malach atzrich legufahi, shut sarach shi adam zemahul. Don't focus on the act of cutting. But this person becomes a mahol. That's a constructive result, and that's going to be tzricha legufa. Umei hadome lazeh, hanotol tzipartav bakli. So this Ramban on Daf Kufav, Ramban doesn't comment on Tzadi Gimel, but obviously that the, or Tzadi Dalet Amaveh is here. But you have to know the Ramban later on to understand this Mishnah against Tosfos. Tosfos says the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban says, no, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this is Sricha Lagufa. Umi Adoma Lazer, Noto Tziparta Bekli, Vechain Safamo, Shulchayev Mishum Tolda de Gozes, Viaf, Alpi Sheno Tzarech Lugufa Tziparnaim, and even though you don't need the Tziparnaim, Vaseyar, Malacha, Tzricha Lagufa Nikres. It's still called, O Malacha, Hatzricha Lagufa, against Tosfos, right? Revisa Zaman in the footnotes here. To Lokomo Shakasava Tosfos dot Sadi Dal. Good. And then he adds in Zora and Borer. What is he alluding to? Zora and Borer. Borer is also something that isn't that a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa? If you look at Borer, right? If you what's the problematic Borer? You're taking psoles out. You don't really want the psoles. So that's the discussion in the beginning of Shin Yutes, where the Bir Alacha quotes the Yeshua's Yaakov. Shuas Yaakov, one of the great achronim, he says, why you chayav by borer? It's a malach shein tzricha legufa. Kasa b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, afilu borer psola b'doch, ochel amai chayav, are you malach shein tzricha legufa? There ain't no tzorach la psolas klal, el sheboro kidei litchos hanezek me'alav. Isn't that similar to carrying out a mace? Because you don't want it, you're removing the problem. So here, just like you remove the mace, that's a malach shein tzricha legufa, you remove the psolas. That should be a malach shein tzricha legufa. So, why you chayev? Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, to inyi maleches borer hu shapsoles ein aroi lachila. Vegama ochel ein aroi kol kach lachila ein apsoles shebesocho. Glal kein u mafred apsoles min ochel. Vim kein, melacha ein anikres al breres apsoles, rak de misakein ha ochel, shehe roi lachila. Vizeo malacha atzricha lagufa ochel, de mashvile ochel gomur. It's tikkun ha ochel. That's what it's called. Tikkun ha mixture. And therefore, it's directly constructive in that case. And that is why the Yeshuas Yaakov says the Sri Chalaguva is exactly what the Ramban says here. The Ramban says, Netilat Tzipranayim, you have neat fingernails. Neat fingernails, even Rashi, the Ramban would agree that's Sri Chalaguva, Rabbi Shimon would say you're chayiv in that case. It's not like the Tosfos says that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it would even be according to Rabbi Shimon, because that would be called Sri Chalaguva. There is a Balamor that says that no, Borer is Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. It's an exception to the rule. You're chayiv for it. Okay, that Balamor might be following Tosfos. But this Yeshuas Yaakov would be like the Ramban. And that's what the Ramban says. Back to the Ramban in our sugya, the one I said we're going to come back to, sewing something. If there is a hole, if there is a rip, but you'd rather not have that. Bertzono lobalo. But when you sew it up, that's a direct tana that you're going to get. So if you're going to get a direct tana, even if the situation is one that you'd rather not have been in, still, that would be okay. And the Ramban says, to'u anashim. People have made a mistake in this regard, but that is the halacha. There are other situations. Tosas related to chofer guma. Interesting. Tofer said chofer guma. The Gemara says chofer guma your pater. So if you dig a hole and you want the dirt, you're not digging it for the hole. But the question is, why is that putter? Tosfos says beferish here in this big Tosfos, Sadi Dalid, that it is a malacha shenes yichal legufa. Because in the Mishkan, they wanted the hole, they didn't want the dirt. And Tosfos says that here, and Tosfos says that l'shitaso in Beitza on Daf Yud Ches. Just find the Tosfos. Tosfos says it here. I just lost my bookmark. Here, Ches Amad Aleph. The case is quoted. Right, it's Issur Rabbanan. Look at Rashi there. Rashi there says Mekalkel. Says Pater in the Gemara. But Rashi doesn't say it's Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa. Rashi says Mekalkel. If you look closely in Rashi and Dafayin Gimel and Shabbos, also, even though the Gemara there sounds like it's connecting Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa to the case of Chofer Guma, it's a Beferish. And Rashi there, and Rashi says a Beferish here, and Daf Ches in Beitza, that it's Mekalkel, you're ruining. Not because of Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa, because according to Rashi, that's not a Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa. You'd rather not be in the situation. You're digging a hole that has nothing to do with Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa, according to Rashi. It's not a situation that you're trying to remove the problem. You're doing something creatively. You're digging a hole. So why would you be potter there? That's why Rashi has to come up with a reason, a Mekalkel, instead of Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa. There is a fascinating discussion of the Maharik. The Maharik. The Gemara says in Meseches Yevamis, towards the end of the Mesechta, and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara has a case where a guy goes over to a Jew and says, do this malacha on Shabbos or I'm going to kill you. Towards the bottom. Cut down this grass for me. And give it to my dog. Cut down these reeds on Shabbos. I'm going to kill you. I got killed so-and-so. That's why this Gemara is here. Could you trust that Messiah Levitumo that so-and-so was killed by this guy and have his wife remarry? To Amri Le, because just like I told this other Jew, Bashali Kedir B'Shabbos, cook for me, cook up this pot on Shabbos, a little Bashali, and he didn't cook for me, but Katilte. And I killed him. Right, and that's his wife heard, and that's the context of the Gemara. But this is the case of Malacha B'Shabbos of an Anas. So the Maharik writes in Kuf Lamed Zayin that would be a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. If somebody is forced to do a Malacha on Shabbos because a guy is putting a gun to his head, so is that a Malacha Daraisa? Says the Maharik, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And Rav Moshe writes in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, all about this Maharik, as many other Achronim do. Why would that be a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? You're cooking or you're cutting to do the Malacha. You're doing it for a different reason that was done in the Mishkan. You're doing it for exactly the same reason. You're cutting it to get what you're cutting or to cook what you're cooking. Say Esr Moshe. Hina Hayel Reb Shimon Rak Yisad Rabbanim Mitam Shu Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Ulachar Tamua Bein Tam Rashi Ubein Tam Tosfos. Ein Shayach Bekan, says Rav Moshe. He thinks that according to Rashi and Tosfos, it would be a Daraisa. According to Tosfos, because it would be looking for a different reason, it was done in the Mishkan. But here you're doing it. Here you're doing it to create the result. He's only doing it to save his life? A different purpose than was doing in the Mishkan? So then why cooking for a chola, asked Rav Moshe, would it still be Daraisa? There you're also. You'd rather not be in the situation, or you'd rather not have to do it, or you're cooking it to save the chola's life. Umaishname yasiyas refua, letzara chola, to nechshav tzarech legufa, afshe birtsono lohaya rotzebaze, mishum demikom makom achreishin nechle, vetzarech refua, once you're in the situation of refua, nechshav abishol v'shkika samanim tzricha legufa. So why would that be malachshin tzricha legufa? That is a big discussion in the Achronim. This Maharik in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, why is that a Malachah Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? So the Chelkas Yoav says, maybe the Maharik holds like Rashi. Bertsono lo hayabalo. According to Tosfos, it'll be Daraisa. But according to Rashi, against the Rav Moshe, right, it's Bertsono lo, he'd rather not be in the situation. According to that, though, you have to be Mechalik. What's the difference between Chole and this case? So if you look in the Shari Shabbos Simen Yutes, he says maybe there's a difference, right? The answer to that kasha of Moshe, maybe there's a difference between cooking for a chol and cooking for a goy. Cooking for a chol, he's still getting direct hana. You want it to be cooked, you want it to be edible. You're just going to give it to the chol to eat instead of yourself eating it. But there's direct hana there. By a goy, you're doing it purely to save your life. You would do anything to save your life. Right, and therefore, that's a big difference. That's still a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Kiven to kol bishulo l'tzarech hana'as ha'akum ve'ein lo shum inyan shel hana'a bazeh ve'ein osa ki'im hu machma sheyori mimenu. So that's a case of malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Amnam im bevasho la'atzmo v'pnei sheino rotza lamus harei ap she'ein zel ritzono mikol makom. Like the Ramban says, you're getting direct hanah. Become akum given shoosa kein lana also shaper chayeba b'kuli alma. V'lachein even for a chola. By the way, what the Shari Shabbos is from Maslanimer Chassid for Meir Luria, beautiful sefer on on the Melecha Shabbos, Sha'arei Shabbos. Again, but that's an important discussion that's based on the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Just to finish off, Rav Soloveitchik in the Harei Kedem in Siman Ayin Beis has a couple of Chakiras within Melech Shein Sikha Legufa. Okay, just without getting into the answers for the Chakiras. Melech Shein Sikha Legufa, the Petur. Yesh Liz Tapek. Is that a Petur Chadosh? Or is it just Lo Dami Lo Melechas Machsheves? Or the Melechas HaMishkan? Right, Rashi uses the Lashon, and the Gemara uses the Lashon. I think in Chagika on Daf Yud that it's not Melechas Machsheves. But Lamdus wise, so is it something unique, or is it just like all the other cases not included in Melechas Machsheves? Makalkel Misasek, Adavashin Miskavein Vechul. Od Yesh Lachkar, maybe it's connected to the Machlokas we've been talking about, is the Chisaron of Melechas Yisrael Gufa in the Maisa Melacha, Ukeilu Lo Asu Melacha Klal. It's like you didn't do the malacha. It's like malacha kilachar yad or some other chisaron in the malacha itself. Or no, the malacha is perfect. It's just a betur in the gavra. Like misasik. Misasik, you thought you were picking something that was detached and you picked out something that was attached. The act is perfect. It's just that the das ha'adam is not there. The avagav davi maisa malacha ba'chefsa mikol makam have a betur b'daito shalosa malacha b'shem lechaz nachsheves. And therefore, how do you look at Melech HaShein Sikha Legufa? So again, that's another question. Again, there's a lot more, but these are just some of the Rashi Prakim related to Melech HaShein Sikha Legufa.